This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With immigration in the news as it has been, there's also been a rise in the number of immigrants seeking advice on how to stay on the right side of the law. Often, though, those immigrants turn to people who don't necessarily have their best interests at heart. The city of Philadelphia is trying to do something about that, as Emma Jacobs reports.
Ricardo Mejia runs a business that offers help translating documents and filling out forms, from divorces to immigration paperwork. But he recently put up a new sign in the waiting room of his office.
In English and Spanish.
It clarifies that Mejia is not a lawyer and cannot give legal advice.
I'm not allowed to provide assistance either. So what I can do is just fill out forms based on information provided by the customer.
The sign was required by a 2014 Philadelphia city law regulating non-attorneys advertising immigration services. Mejia says he wasn't aware of it until he got a visit from Philadelphia's Commerce Department. Wendelin David is a business services manager at the city. She began visits this year to inform people of the rules, which also include listing their fees up front for all services.
So when you come in, you know that you're going to pay that exactly amount for that. Like if you were going to McDonald's, you see your menu of what you're going to pay.
The law targets a long-standing problem that the American Bar Association has noted in immigrant communities around the country. Businesses promising help with immigration applications that have, in some cases, taken advantage of clients or just offered bad advice. Vanessa Stein worked with Philadelphia to craft the law and on its implementation. She says the new enforcement activity is well-timed to the start of the Trump administration.
People are proactively seeking out legal help and representation that have never had legal consultations in the United States before.
Stein is a staff attorney at Friends of Farm Workers, a Philadelphia nonprofit. She says that in Hispanic communities, non-lawyers advertising help with immigration services may refer to themselves as notarios, a word that in many Latin American countries refers to someone with legal training. In the U.S., many immigrants find attorneys' fees very high, and nonprofits like Stein's that offer pro bono assistance have long waiting lists. So notarios, often located right in immigrant neighborhoods, can seem like accessible, attractive options. But clients may end up losing money or even face deportation if a notario advised them to file the wrong application.
Some people really do mean well, but they don't understand.
Miriam Enriquez leads Philadelphia's Office of Immigrant Affairs. And while she said some notarios may make well-intentioned mistakes,
I do believe that there are people that know exactly what they're doing, that they know that this is a population who is vulnerable, who is very desperate to get right with the law, that they make them promises that they very well know that they cannot keep.
And their clients, especially those living in the U.S. illegally, may be very reluctant to report problems to law enforcement, making this type of fraud what Enriquez refers to as the perfect crime. The city will respond to complaints by fining businesses and referring serious violations to law enforcement. But the other key step, Enriquez says, is community education, getting the word out to immigrants that they need to be careful when seeking help, because the wrong help can hurt. In Philadelphia, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.